Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend, an opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day. I had a thought yesterday, and it's been sticking with me until this morning, thinking about how central, first of all, how wonderful the gift of the Eucharist is. It's just in the liturgy and the privilege and of being able to be there with brothers and sisters, to be gathered around the person of Jesus and the teaching of Jesus and being fed by the Lord. It's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Now, I know it doesn't always feel that way, because it can feel kind of ordinary. Sometimes we're so distracted by so many things, children, noises, fatigue, the rest of it. Sometimes homilies aren't the best that are given, but something absolutely astounding is going on there. And I'm grateful. I just feel tremendous gratitude as I've been thinking about it, how the Eucharist really is our compass. And what's the Eucharist? You know, it's the celebration of the life, death, resurrection of Jesus. It's the representation of Jesus' death on a cross, you know, that love that saves us. It's the teaching of Jesus that comes to us in his word. And it's the Lord gathering his people again and again and again, his pilgrim people. And it defines us. This is the thing that I love, is to think about how when the church talks about the Eucharist as the source and summit of our faith, it's the source of our faith. There's a lot of things that can be said about it, but what that might mean. But as I see it, as I experience it, it's the source of our faith, because it's what's been brought to us is the person of Jesus in a unique way, in the full public worship of the church itself, in his word that's being read and proclaimed to us, and then the deed by which we were all saved, his loving act, his offering of his life for our sake, to put away sin, to make it possible for us to be united with the Father, to become children of God. That great act of love is represented to us, and we're able to be united to it. And it's an offering to the Father. I love the Eucharistic prayer number 3 that's used in the Mass toward the beginning of the prayer. There's a beautiful expression, and the priest prays this. He says, "You never cease," praying to the Father, "you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a perfect sacrifice may be offered to your name." They changed that prayer. It used to read like this. This is one of my favorites as well. I just love it. Saying the same thing, but I would just like to read it again. It says, "From age to age, you gathered a people to yourself, so that from east to west, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name." Jesus, in obedience to the Father, became one of us in order to redeem us and to save us. And when we celebrate the Eucharist, we're put in touch with that great deed that saved us. And Jesus continues to feed us and teach us. And what he's teaching us is that the center of our life, the very compass, what focuses us, what moves us, it gives us direction, is what he's revealing to us in the Eucharist. The source of our faith is Jesus' offering of perfect love to the Father. And in that, Jesus is fulfilling the great commandment, what every human being ultimately was created to live in and to express, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Deuteronomy chapter 6, that was the word Jesus gave to Moses. Moses shared with the people. God gave to Moses. Moses shared with the people. And then again in Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, it said, "And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live." Jesus is speaking to us so profoundly in the Eucharist, and he's feeding us, and he's telling us something. He's saying, look, this deed of love, this offering of my life, I give freely and joyfully. I give it to the Father. I give myself to him in obedience. And I want you to come with me, and I want you to understand. And the reason I'm strengthening you, the reason I'm feeding you, the reason I'm gathering my people, and I'm gathering my people all over the world, from east to west, from the rising of the sun to its setting, I'm gathering a people so I can speak to you, so I can heal you, so I can feed you, I can strengthen you, and I can give you direction in your life, the direction that really matters. And he's telling us the whole meaning of life, the core of it, the center of it, is this: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And the whole work of redemption is about this, fundamentally. And then to love your neighbor as yourself. But the first commandment, then Jesus goes on in Matthew 22, one of the Pharisees, a lawyer, had come to Jesus, and he was trying to test Jesus, and said, "Which is the greatest commandment of the law?" And Jesus said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And then he adds something that Moses, it's not mentioned in Deuteronomy. He says this: "This is the great and the first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." It's Jesus himself is telling us it's the greatest and it's the first. It's the most important. It ought to take primacy of place. We sometimes can relate to the commandment to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength as almost without the deep and profound relationship component that Jesus is expressing to us in it, and that he perfectly expressed in his death on the cross. It was an act of love. It wasn't just like obedience to an external commandment. It wasn't just fulfilling a set of rules. It was Jesus saying to us, "I love my Father with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength." And the right place, the safest place, the best place to be is to be fully in my Father's will, to love my Father and to be in a relationship of love with my Father, which is what Jesus has brought us all together to learn and to come into and to receive and to walk in and to accept. He's saying this is the greatest thing possible. This is the first priority in his heart, and he wants it to be, as his disciples and his brothers and sisters, the first priority in our heart. And again, not simply just a duty which we need to fulfill. It is that. It's an act of justice to give to God what belongs to God. We're his creatures. He made us. And to be filled with gratitude and to respond to his offering of love with love. But Jesus wants us to know that one of the reasons he became one of us is he wants it to express it and to understand how the Father experiences our love and how he wants us to experience it. Remember what St. Paul said about love? You know, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or boastful, it's not angry, you know, arrogant or rude. Love is full of mercy and tenderness. God is meek. There's a humility in it. And God comes to you every day, and he comes to me every day with that orientation. That's who God is. God is love. That's what love is. Jesus died on the cross so that we could come into that love. And in the Eucharist, he again puts us in touch with that act of love, and he teaches us. And the whole world, every tribe, nation, and people is drawn into this place around the person of Jesus and his sacrifice. He promised, he said yes to the Father, who, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die, but have everlasting life." The whole mission of Jesus began in the heart of a loving Father, to come looking for us. Each one of us, the lost sheep, fallen into sin, could not save ourselves, alienated, broken, and often so lonely, so feeling without love, not knowing how to love, crippled and broken. Not always on the outside, but on the inside. It's there in almost every single human being. And Jesus has come to heal our heart, to heal your heart, to heal my heart, to make it possible for us to be united to the Father in love and to be able to fulfill that for which we have been made. And so Jesus experienced from the Father favor, tenderness, kindness, compassion. I mean, the Father's filled with that. For all eternity, the Father's been loving the Son, and the Son's been loving the Father. And then Jesus says this radical thing: as the Father's loved me, so I love you. And the Father loves us the way he loved Jesus. Jesus is saying, this is the center of everything. This is the center of reality itself. This is why the Eucharist is like a fantastic compass. It's such a gift to order our lives to what matters most. And Jesus is telling us, look at me. I love you. I would never lie to you. And what I'm telling you is the most important thing you can ever know is that my Father loves you. I love you. And I've opened the door and I've given you my Holy Spirit so you can love my Father in return. So you can be a real child. He's a real father toward us. And we're real children. And he delights in us as he delighted in Jesus. And the most important thing to the Father's heart is the love of his children. The world constantly tries to steal this from us in terms of being able to have the right kind of calculation about what really matters most and to build our lives on what we think is most important. The world is always selling counterfeits and lies, and Jesus looks us in the eye today and speaks to our heart. I certainly experienced this at Mass yesterday very powerfully. Jesus is saying, no, Peter, this is the first, this is the thing of utmost importance, and it's the greatest. It defines you. This and nothing else can be the source of your identity. You know, friends, we're all building lives. We all have responsibility on this journey here on earth. You know, we're either building families, marriages, families, missions, ministries, businesses, work, you name it. And all those things are part of God's plan and purpose if they're done in the right kind of way. I mean, it's his intention for us to engage these things. But in the world, these become the things that define us. So, as I've mentioned so many times on the show, am I doing something that makes me powerful, influential, recognized? And these become the thing that shape our identity. And then our identity goes up and down with our performance or what other people think about us or what we've achieved, what we've built around ourselves. We can go from pride to despair and everything in between in these kinds of moments. I'm a failure. No, I'm a success because look what I've accomplished. And in the natural, how we accomplish things, what we do, what we put our mind and effort toward, it's a good thing. We put our finger on something, we create something, and that's good, but it's not our identity. Our identity is a gift to us, this love of God, and then the gift of being able to even know it and respond to it, pay attention to it. It's a gift from God. And the Lord wants us to know, and he tells us it so beautifully at Mass in such a full and bountiful way, you might say. He comes to feed us. He comes to strengthen us for this reason, to love. And to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors, ourselves. And to, how does God love us? He wants to teach us. Jesus wants to teach us that God loves us the way God loves God. The love of the Father and the Son. That's the radical way he looks at us. And he's coming to us to draw us into that love. I want to talk about it this week in the different ways the apostles and Jesus express it in the hope that we can hear and see and internalize and allow the Word of God, allow the truth that Jesus is accomplishing in us, allow the Mass itself to feed us and strengthen us so that we actually know and believe this is the center of my identity and this will define my life as whether or not it was great. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.